Alan Dowson's with me after this afternoon's 2-0 win over Hornchurch. Alan, for much of that game, I think we seemed to be in quite good control until the red card to Bashalemi made it a bit tough in the second half. What did you think about the two yellow cards for him?
I thought the first one was shocking. He's just put his foot up, and I thought, to be honest, again, I thought the referee's made some dodgy decisions, to be honest. So I thought the first one was unbelievable. The second one, the lads got him sent off, and that's what players do now. They try to get people sent off. I've never been a lover of that, and I wouldn't want my players doing that. But he's just blasted the ball out, and you talk about the gentle conduct of a game, and you talk about all that, and I don't think there's any need for the lad to do that, to be honest. He's just blasted off, and what will happen now when people say, oh, well, they play the game. Do you play the game? Do you blast the ball off, and do you try to get a fellow teammate sent off? It's 2-0, the game's won. I thought Bash was daft doing it, to be honest. I thought he was silly doing it, because I thought Bash, he'll miss a Sutton game now. He's been outstanding for us. We got him back to playing how we used to a few years ago. It's took time, and he's doing great for us, so he'd be a big miss. But I thought Bash was stupid doing it, standing foot. I thought he should have got away. But again, I look at the lad getting him sent off, and that doesn't wash with me, to be honest, you know.
And just to get the referee comments out of the way, Rob Tolfrey got a yellow card for wasting about 1 second.
Exactly. And there's 35 minutes to go. It's 35 minutes, it's 1-0, and it's 35 minutes to go. And they're doing for time wasting, and it's, I just can't understand where they come from. But the honest truth is, we have a crack at referees. We keep seeing it. The lower the league goes down, the worse the players are, the worse the managers are, the worse the referees are. But I believe that, if they get yellow cards, they get more points. That's what I go on. They get more points to get a promotion. And I think it should be opposite. I think it should be it's got to be how the consistency is. And, we've had players sent off, and we've had bookings, and the bookings against Crewe, where we've got a fine, and it was never a dirty game. You just look at this thing, and when you lose a game, you think, why do you bother? But we've got a crack on with them. I suppose, they'll probably look at us and say, look at the players you've got. It's just a difficult situation, but I find the referees very puzzling. I really do.
On the more positive side, the first goal came from the training ground routine. Bobby Traynor decided not to shoot this time, and a great header from Simon Huckle. Presumably he'll be happy to try and silence some of the critics.
I don't think he's got that many critics. I know what you mean, because there's a bit of, in the stand, but if we get washed by 360 supporters, I think 355 of them are excellent. And I think there's a squad of probably 5 or 6. Like, people see the lads behind us in the dugout. They're great lads, eh? They're absolutely great lads. We have a bit of a laugh, we have a banter. Every now and again, I give a stick. Every now and again, I'll tell them where to go. But same thing, some of the Hurtfield stick, where if Huckle's lovely children are at the ground, it's not nice when you hear people shouting at him, but it's just 5 people. It's not even 10, 20 people, it's 5 people. So as I said, I sort of said we programmed this an hour, where there's 350 people and there's 5 nuggets, we can't really complain, to be honest. And look at their magic supporters who come home and away and sing behind the goal and travel everywhere. That's the ones we've got to concentrate on, not on 5 idiots who come and pay the money and have got nothing better to do than moon,
And then the second goal, Rob Waldridge announced it was a goal for John Fletcher, but he's not going to claim that, is he?
I hope not. It was bad enough Duke scoring a goal, but I can't have Fletcher score. It'll be Thompson next. And like you say, the first goal, sorry to distract the last goal, it was good play by Bobby. I thought he'd done a good cross and a good header. The second goal, there's pressure on. And it'll be fair to Fletcher. I think he should claim it, to be honest, because he's not getting many more, so you may as well keep him sweet,
Next two home games, we've got Dartford, obviously, pretty much won the league, and yep, Sutton on the challenging us here. The team's looking good. We're undefeated, unbeaten in a few. So, you've got to be thinking things are going to go well in those games.
It's the ones I want, to be honest. I can't wait to play the game. Your manager or coach and Hamzy will be the same with Morton, and the players will be the same. You play for a club like Kingstonian because you want the big deals. We had them last year against Crewe in Dulwich. You want them against Sutton, Dartford. You don't want to play the, could you see a middle table up? You've got to do a job against these. But if anybody asked me, who would I want to play next Saturday? It'd be Dartford. Who would I want to play? Why, Sutton. You want to play them games? That's where we're here for. I can't wait. Game me. Be a good side. We've got a good manager. We're a good side. Not a good manager. But the thing is, we can't wait for them games. We're unbeaten at home this year. We look forward to every game going. We've got 2 massive games before that. So we haven't even thought about the Sutton one. I didn't realise till the day it was 2 weeks' time. That's not me trying to play games. I just didn't realise. Dartford will have a championship won by then. Sutton will probably be in the playoffs by then. We've got Hastings away. What a great game that is. So then 3 games, I'm fully looking forward to. We've got, 7 games left, and 3 against the top 4 sides. I can't wait. I think it's a great time to play these matches. But if you're looking at it now, the most important thing is getting 3 points on Saturday and 3 points next week. Not anything what matters.
Obviously, a few teams around us have got some games in hand, yeah, and it's starting to shake out now. They're catching up in games. We're sitting second at the moment. Where do you think our true position is at the moment?
Second. Yeah. That's where we are. The table never lies. I think the table can lie. I would like to see it lied after. It didn't lie, I'll tell that. The table didn't lie after our first four games of the season. I would like to think it did. I would like to think it was upside down, to be honest, but it didn't. And it doesn't lie now. We're second, because we deserve to be second in the league. It's not as if we've just been there for one or two games. We've been there quite a while. If people catch up like Sutton, and they do win the games in hand, then we'll be the third best team. At this minute, in the league, we have a second best team. And Dorford are champions, and we're second. If it means we're moved to, like I keep saying, if somebody said to me now, where would you rather finish? Of course you'd rather finish second, because it means you've done well. If we finish third, fourth or fifth, I couldn't give a monkeys, to be honest. I couldn't give a monkeys where we finish. If we get one crack at the playoffs, and the side I've got at the minute, I fancy us against anybody. The truth of the matter is, we'll fancy yourself against us, because it's that sort of league. But I've got no fear factor whatsoever with who we're playing. We'll just get on with it. And the only thing I'm worried about is Avery on Saturday. I don't know if he'll want to do. But they're a good side. And obviously, them beating us 6-1 down here, it's a bit of pride at stake as well. We want to go and win the game. And hopefully the lads will do it.
Mm-hmm. I saw that Luke Gowd was back on the bench today. Yeah. When you've got him sitting there, you've got Francis Duco on the bench, you've got Dean Lodge on the bench.
Aye.
Obviously, the squad is looking in good shape, isn't it?
Very good. Robert, who come on, I thought Robert done well today. We've got Hickey to come back in. Hawley will be available for selection now. So we've got to look at that. And obviously, the two keepers, great two keepers on the bench. Craig Bradford left because Luke's back now. And, you know, Tufts is playing well. Luke knows that. Luke wants to get in the team. We just got to kick on, simple as that, and the best man wins as such. But we've kept two clean sheets, so the back four. Duke's a model example of how he should be here. He was injured, stroke late for work commitments. That's the last home game, so he couldn't play. Then, you know, Max has come in, took his chance. Duke just knows that there's not a problem when one of the back three don't play so well, and Dukes will be back in. We've got no hesitation whatsoever. One of the front two don't play well, Lodgy will come back in. And it's dog eat dog all round, and that's what you want. The competition's getting fierce now, and hope it continues.
And just finally, we didn't manage to speak to you after the Ashford game on Monday, the 1-0 win. Rob Tolfrey's doing all right, isn't he?
He's excellent. He's actually excellent. He's. I went to the Hornchurch game on Thursday, and I picked his player of the year. I think he got the Hornchurch player of the year award. He did for that, actually Clanger, when he dropped it. So I rang him, went on the way up the ground and said, listen, I'm just going to pick up your player of the year award for Hornchurch supporters. But I do it as a jerk, because what a way to bounce back. And he's bounced back, and he's been unbelievable for us. Absolutely unbelievable. It'll continue. He'll play at a higher level, no doubt about that. Good kid, good club man, honest as you like.